Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, rejoice and be glad in every day that the Lord allows us to see a new day. It's new mercy, new grace for us on today. And we thank him because there's so many that was here on yesterday that's not here today, but he spared your life and gave you a chance and an opportunity to have new mercy on today. Ask for forgiveness on today. To repent on today. To change your way of thinking in this last and evil days. There's so much going on in this evil, wicked world without God. There's so much to think about, so much to talk about. As I always say, you know, excuse me, as I always say, there's so much going on from day to day. Excuse me. From day to day. So we just thank him. He's worthy to be praised. Thank him for our family. Thank him for keeping us and watching over our loved ones and our friends and even our enemies. Pray for those that hate us without a cause. The Bible said they will hate you in this last hour without a cause. And we see so much going on, y'all. It's so much going on. It's like everything just changed, like the word of God say. In 1 hour, everything was turned upside down. Look around you. Pay attention. Look around. What people were once calling right is wrong. You know, good is evil and evil is good. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Everything is turned backwards. You know? But I thank God. I thank God for having eyes to see and ears to hear in this last hour. I thank God for saving me. I thank him for delivering me from my many sins. I thank him because I was born in sin until Christ came in my heart and I was born again. And I thank him all today. And I just want to make a difference here at the Ready Church in your life to tell you to come on, repent. Before time is too late. You see, things are changing. Everything is going down. But the word of God, businesses and houses and, you know, relationships and, oh, just so many things are going down. As the Bible has warned us. But the word of God is going to stand. It's going to stand. You know, so many people are just double-minded. Don't know which way to go. Don't know what to believe. Don't know. Oh, my God. It's just so much. So much going on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you, oh God, for another day that you didn't have to allow us to live to see, but you did. And we say thank you. On today, we take nothing for granted. We thank you, oh God. You say acknowledge you in all our ways and that you will direct our path. God, we pray that you will direct our path in this last hour. Open the eyes of our hearts that we may see you high and lifted up, shining in the glory. Yes. And we just thank him on today, God. We pray for those that don't know you and upon their sin. We pray in the name of Jesus for our unsaved loved ones. We pray for our children, our grandchildren, nieces and nephews, husbands and wives that don't know you, oh God. And the part of their sins, God, we pray that they would come to the knowledge of the truth and say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? Oh, God, we pray for our neighbors and our communities. We pray for those that are sick and their bodies on today. You are the Lord, thy God, the healthy. We pray for those on our prayer list. We just pray for this nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. Oh, God. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. No matter how low a person get, God, you can reach way down and pick them up. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, oh God. Lord, those that are battling suicidal thoughts, we pray for your mind on today. Oh, he's a mind regulator. Don't do what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Christ came to give us life, and that life more abundantly. Choose life on today. Over death, in Jesus' name, we pray. God, think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. Every time I go forth, oh God, to share your word, I pray that you give people ears to hear in this last hour. Unstop their deaf ears and uncover their blind eyes, that they may see and hear in this last hour, that they will watch and pray and stay alert. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. He's still Lord. I was looking at a lesson today where Steve Ferguson or something like that, where he used to be with T.D. Jakes, and he was saying that, oh my God, it just disturbed me so bad to hear people say that they are God. Oh, what a dangerous day. Oh, what a dangerous day. That's heresy, y'all. But it's being taught today all across America that you are God. I am that I am. Oh, my God. You can't be in more than one place at the same time. Oh, my God. Only God can do that. Oh, my God. I said, oh, Jesus, have mercy on you. Have mercy on the church. I mean, oh, my God. It's so much that disturbs me when I see all the stuff that's taking place around about us. Not only in the church, but out of the church. Just this world in general today. Everything is just, all just turned upside down. Everything is just decaying. Oh, yes, it's just rotten. Oh, my God. The Bible says you should know them by their fruit. But I'm telling you, we're seeing some strange things today. People saying they're apples and we see pears coming off you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just so much going on. But today I'm going to talk about double-minded. That's the problem. People got two minds. You can't be on God's side and the devil's side too. Come on, y'all. You can't be in God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom too. Two rulers of each kingdom. God rules his and the devil rules his. Come on. Come on, get rid of the double-mindedness. Not knowing, you know, right from wrong. Come on. The word of God will teach you. If you get in the word of God, the devil don't want you to pick up your Bible. Even after I was looking at Steve Ferguson, and he up there advertising his book, talking about, you know, he giving it to his whole church, and like that's more important than the Bible. And he says, I'll be in your home then. You know, oh my God, you will be in their home. Oh, speaking words that's not from the Bible. Oh my God, these people wants to be God. And he said he is God. Y'all need to pay attention to these preachers and leaders that are saying that they are God. They're not God. They didn't make you. Oh, my God. They ain't created nothing. Oh, my God. Double-minded. I looked up double-minded and said, a set of principles that applies differently to one group of people, of circumstances, than to another, wavering or undecided in the mind. People are, that's where they're at today. Because some people that said that they believed God and believed in God, now their mind is twisted. They double-minded. Don't know whether they're coming or going. I mean, trying to be on both sides of the fence. I mean, even in the church, they playing. One minute, they playing gospel. Next minute, they playing, you know, oldies but goodies. And, oh, my God, double-minded. One minute, they jumping and shouting and praising God. And the next minute, they dancing and twerking. I mean, I saw a young lady even twerking over a casket, over a coffin. Oh my God, how low the church have become. Oh my God. Come on, y'all, double-minded, unstable in all your ways. Not in just some ways, but in all your ways. In all your ways. And you see the world and the church together, mingling together. And the Bible tells you, if you're loving the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Come on. Double-minded. Unstable in all your ways. You're only as good as the friends you keep. Come on, y'all. Who you spending your time with? Who you spending your time with? Well, Luke 16 and 13 said, Jesus said, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You know what mammon is? Money, bad influences, you know. Anything other than God, you cannot. Double-minded. Unstable. You're undecisive about Jesus. Yeah, I mean, come on now. Come on. Jesus cannot give you all. He can't give you all. If you don't give him all, he ain't gonna give you all. You know how the Bible say you draw nigh to him, he draw nigh to you. You draw close to him, he draw close to you. Not he take one step, and you take one step, and he take two. Come on now, why would he take two steps, and you take one? Come on, no. You draw nigh, and he'll draw nigh. You take a step, he take a step. You cannot give you. He's not gonna give you all when you know, and you're not giving him all. Come on. Hebrews 10 and 38 says, "I pray that you'll go back to these scriptures." Yeah, I pray that you'll go back to the Word of God in this last hour, so that you can stand and haven't done all to remain standing. In this last hour. That's the only way we're going to make it. It's the only way you can make it. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and 38. It said, now the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have not pleasure in him. That's undecisive. That's undecisive. You must give it all to him. You must surrender all. Other than that, you haven't double-minded. Two minds. You can have two minds and serve the Lord. You can't even walk on both sides of the street at the same time. You got to make a decision which side you're going to be on. Yeah. Jesus said he'd rather we love him or hate him. You can't do both. Jesus said it. He'd rather that we love him or hate him. To be double-minded make him want to vomit. Did you vomit? Makes him sick. Double-minded. It's disgusting to be double-minded. Oh my God, that's where Revelation 3 and 15 and 16 says this. Jesus says this, I know thy works. He said, I know your works. In other words, he know your thoughts. He know your actions. And know what he said? And that thou art cold or hot. In other words, neither believe in me or disbelieve in him. Because see, look, he said, I wish thou would be hot or cold. You got to decide. Decisive. Making a decision. Not to be double-minded. Single focus. A double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways. Not just some, in all your ways. And so they are because you neither hot or cold. That means you either love or hate him. He said, well, look, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He gonna spit you out of his mouth. You make him sick. That's why he say vomit. He'll vomit you up. Oh my God. Yeah. If you have a problem with being double-minded about God, how about in business affairs and whatever else? James 5 and 8 tell us don't be double-minded. If you be in double-minded in one thing, you be double-minded in everything. In business, on your job, in your affairs, in everything. Everything you decide, you be double-minded. You be unstable. Yeah. Think about it. Examine yourself. See where you are. Oh, yeah. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in need of prayer. We all need help. And he's the one that we're to go to. Go to God in prayer, and he promised he will help you. You can't do it on your own. None of us have any power. None of us can do anything apart from God. If he didn't wake you up this morning, you know what? You will lay right there. Just like a dead man. If he didn't touch you, come by and touch you and say, rise up. I'm giving you another day of mercy and grace. Come on now. Dead things don't move. Come on, be single focused. Get your thoughts together. Ask the Lord to help you. The Bible says if you like any understanding, let him ask of God. Anything you don't understand, ask God. He's right there. He wants you to call on him. He wants you to depend on him. He wants you to look to him. He wants you to trust him. And never doubt. And he will surely bring you out if you trust him. Even when you can't trace it, can't see it, don't see your way. Look, faith is not what you see. Faith is what you believe. Oh, yes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You got to believe. I don't know why people telling people they can, I mean, even with Billy Graham, but just before he died, talking about you can be a non-believer and make it to heaven. Come on, y'all. In everything we do, we must believe. You must believe that you can do it, or you must believe that it will work and it will happen for you or come to you. When you believe, faith without works is dead. You gotta put some actions on your faith. You gotta believe. You sit there and say, I believe all day and not move. You believe what? No action on what you say you believe. You got to move in order for coming to fruition, you know? Oh my God, double-minded. The Bible says unstable in all his ways. James 1:5. Say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. That means freely. If you ask him, God promised he will give it to you. Well, Redditors, I don't understand all the things of God. Pray. Seek God. Ask him. He promised. He promised. He made you. He know everything there is to know about you. He's the manufacturer. It's like, you know, when you buy a product. You know, you buy a product. Always come with instruction. Even though when people don't even read them, they figure they don't need the instruction. They can figure it out themselves. You know, sometimes you bought a thing. You bought something. And they had instructions in the box. And you ignore the instruction in the box. You just throw it over to the side. And just take the product out and try to put it together yourself. And then you realize you ain't put it together right. It's the same thing with the word of God. God is our manufacturer. He made us. He know everything there is to know about us. And he's given us instructions to go by. Instructions to live by. People don't want to live by it though. You want to do it on your own. Just ignore. Ignore the instruction. That's what people are doing. Ignoring the instruction that came with the product. It was in a box and you didn't want. It's the same thing. Sometimes people buy their children bites and don't even know how to put the bite together. But just push the instruction over to the side. Oh, I know how to put this bite together. I got a bite. Because you got a bite, that don't mean that you know how to put everything together. It could be made different. But anyway, it's important that you read the instruction. Instruction in a box for a reason, y'all. And a lot of times, like I said, we don't pay attention. It's the same thing with the word of God. When we arrived here, the word of God was already here. Yeah. It's your basic instructions before leaving the earth. It's the only book on the face of the earth that's telling us everything that has taken place and taking place. Yeah, whether you choose to believe it or not, don't mean that it's not true. Because you say, I don't believe. That don't mean it's not true. Because you don't believe it. It don't change it. Oh my God. Oh yeah. It say, if any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, freely. And I prayed if not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. Come on, not wavering, not changing from one choice to another. But you got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Yes. See, for he that wavers is like waves of the sea, driven into the wind and tossed to and fro. You know, when the wind get in the water, it tosses it to and fro. It said, let not that man think that he shall ask, shall receive anything of the Lord. When you're double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Yeah. You can't have it every which way. When you was a child, you know, and all cleaned up, sometimes you would be, you know, just deliberately just go step, you know, you mud puddle. You know, it'd be raining. And you just, your mama said, don't step in that mud. Don't step in that. But you just deliberately just step in there anyway. I know my grandson, sometimes we open the door and it's raining and we go out to the car or whatever. I said, don't get in that water. Don't spend. Everything you said don't do, they want to do. Total disobedient to the parent. That's what, and people are totally disobedient to God today. He's our Father. He's our Heavenly Father. He giving us instruction. But we don't want to listen. We just disobedient. And the Bible said disobedience, is a spirit of rebellion. And rebellion is a form of witchcraft. That's all in America, witchcraft. And yes, I'm going to keep talking about witchcraft. Because that's what's taking place in the house of God today. Spells everywhere, in and everything going on. Double-minded people in the house of God, just doing anything, looking any kind of way. Just double-minded. Once you dress like, you even had clothes that you call church clothes. Now look at you. You got on your worldly clothes in the church, in the pulpit. Women looking any kind of way. Oh my God, hair sticking straight up on your head. Oh, the men's. Oh my God, it's just. Oh, it's shirt tail out, t-shirts on, hold it. Oh, my God. Just like in the street. Oh, no regards. God's house is no longer sacred to you. Double-minded. When you was thinking right, you're thinking wrong. Your mind is twisted. Oh, my God. Twisted. James 4:4-8 says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? But we got these preachers like T.D. Jakes, hanging with P. Diddy, and there's the talk of everywhere. All on Facebook and YouTube, that's all you see. Pastors and the world. Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. But see, we brought these things on because we know what the Word of God said. We need friendship with the world. You're imitating with God. You're not His. That's what He said. That's what He said. The Bible says, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? That means he disliked that. It said, whosoever will be a friend with the world is an enemy of God. So why is the church and the world hanging together? Why is it? And I think about Tamara Manning the other day talking about, her and Kurt Franklin talking about they all churched out. I guess they are, because they done made money off the church. They rich behind the church. You do it to church now. Because you don't use the church. Like a lot of people doing today. Everybody apostles and prophets. And it's like tag team. Hit my friend hand and tell her to make a book. And she write a book. Then we go from church to church the same. Like a little group, a little club. The world and the church, y'all. Come on. Double-mindedness everywhere. Double-minded. It said, with God, whosoever therefore will be friendship with the world is an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture said it in vain? The spirit dwelleth in us. Lust to envy. But he didn't give it more grace than Satan does? Come on, y'all. Wherefore, he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to who? God. You got to submit yourself to God. You got to give up something. You got to believe. And know the Word of God said then, resist the devil, and he'll do what? He'll flee from you. Flee me, he'll run from you. He'll leave you. But the Bible says also, said, draw nigh, mean close to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Clean your hand, ye sinners. That's what the Word said. He called you. You're sinners. When you're not saved, you're a sinner. And that's what the church don't want to talk about now. Everybody in the church saved. Everybody in the church going to heaven. Ain't nobody going to hell no more. You do evil, kill, steal, do whatever you want to do, and you can go to heaven anyway. No, not according to the Word of God. They're changing trying to change God's word is heresy, y'all, in the church. Heresy in the church. Twisting God's word. False prophets, false teachers, false leaders. Running the church. These folks ain't saved. The Bible said, cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your heart. Clean it up, ye double-minded. Come on. We can't communicate with the world, you know, in the church too, all around the world. We just want to do like the world, be like the world, act like the world, talk like the world. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. We can't just your ideas, my ideas. My ideas don't matter. God's word do. Oh, yes. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. His word. His word. Not my word. Not your word. Not your truth. And my truth. All this new age stuff. Now, people, you know, the devil just using stuff, telling you, long as it's my truth and your truth, my truth is different from your truth. Is, you know, like, okay, you can say what you want to say, but I got my own thought and about it. And you got your own thoughts about it. And we just, what is it? We just agree to disagree. You know? Come on now, we got to stick with God's word. The Bible said, fool said in his heart, there is no God. There's a lot of people double-minded, don't even believe God no more. I mean, you was in the church, and now you did believe in God, now you don't even believe in God. I know the devil's trying to get me all confused here, but he's a liar. Y'all know what I'm talking about, and you know this God's word is true. And the Bible said that the principalities and powers in the air. See, so the enemy is trying to send arrows to my thoughts so that I can get the word out to you properly. But I'm praying that you understand what I'm trying to say here. The Bible said a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Don't be a fool. There's a lot of people walking around today. Can't make up their mind. You gonna believe God or you ain't? Which one? Lord have mercy. I had a person tell me the other day, said, look, we've been hearing Jesus say he was coming back. I mean, you know, people saying that Jesus was coming back ever since I was small. And he still ain't came. Well, that don't mean he ain't coming back. Because his word says so. And then I told myself, matter of fact, he come back every day. People leaving here every day. People dying every day. You don't know when your time is coming. So you better be ready. You better be prepared. Get ready. Stay ready. And be ready when it come, when it call your name. Because ain't no call out and ain't no show up. You know, you might call your job here and say, hey, I ain't coming in. Oh, I got a cold line. A lot of things we do. Displeasing to God. You need to make up in your mind who you're going to serve. Can't serve two masters. Look, in heaven ain't no liars going to be there. This ain't no liar. Y'all need to clean your act up. Because double-mindedness bring on lying. You double-minded. One minute you tell the truth, next minute tell a lie. Double-minded. Which one? Which side are you on? Who you gonna choose to serve, the Lord or Satan? It's all about your soul, and it's gonna spend eternity in heaven or either hell. Now, I know people talk. Oh, now the church don't even want to talk about hell. Don't even want to mention hell. Everybody going to heaven. Live like the devil going to heaven. Killing folks, decapitating people head off and cutting them up and chopping them up and eating them up and, oh, you know, doing, you know, oh my God, all kinds of gruesome crimes. Everybody going to heaven. See you there. They're like the devil here. cussing and fighting and, I mean, all the bad things we've done and do, and people going to heaven now. Ain't that something? Live like the devil and going to heaven. And you got a physical judge here. Y'all, when crime or commit, why they take them before the judge? Why you got a judge and jury and all that physically and want to get rid of the one you got spiritually? Your heavenly father that's going to count. When you murder somebody, you go to jail. You go to prison for your crime. You have to pay for it. But now, you know, the church done cast out, you know, no judge and got a judge in the world, though, for wrongdoing. And in the church, you don't, God's word, you don't want it to correct you. So everybody going to heaven now. The devil is deceiving you, double-minded, twisted mind. You can't live like the devil and go to heaven. I'm going to tell you, you cannot do it. The Bible says every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. Yes. And the Bible said after death, judgment. Judgment. You're going to stand before God and give an account. So you can say, I don't care, you can stand in church and try to put people in heaven. You know, trying to make people feel at ease. They done wrong, said wrong, done people wrong. And then you just want to stand up there because the person dead now. Everybody feels sorry. So now, you know, you're going to get up there and, oh, you know, there was a good person. You done talked about them or wore them down like they were nothing. And all of a sudden now they in heaven because you want to feel good about yourself. Oh, my God. We're living in an evil, evil time, y'all. We need to get this stuff together. Jesus is soon to come. These are real testing and trying times we're living in. Mm-hmm. But you got to be determined to hold on to God's unchanging hand. There's storms that comes in our lives, and there's your storm that have came, and storm that have gone, and storm still coming. But you got to hold on in the storm. Don't give up in the storm. Hold on a little tighter. To God's unchanging hand. But like I said, you know, double-minded people, I mean, there's so much going on. People don't even believe in God no more. Man, they don't believe that God exists. And the devil's glad that you don't believe that he exists. Because he's sitting back laughing at you. Saying, I got her. Oh, I got him. Because he don't want to burn in hell by himself. Mm-mm. He don't want the flames by himself. He wants somebody else to go with him. He don't want to be in a fire by himself. Oh, yeah. Like I said, many people that once believed falling by the wayside. Don't feel to sleep now. The devil done blinded your eyes that you don't even believe now. You in the dark now. Mm-hmm. Satan untrapped you now. And the Bible said men love darkness rather than light. So you in the dark now. I look at this stuff and I look at the church and I say, Lord, have mercy. I can't believe the church. I can't believe the church today. Humping, bumping, crumping. Oh, my God. The preachers dress so tight they can't even holler. Oh, my God. You ministering to people, and you up there, you shaking your butt, and oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, divas for God. Divas, oh my God. Jezebel is what it is. Jezebel spirit. Seductive spirit. Seducing spirit. Seducing the men and the women in the church. Women and men with men and all. I mean, just out of control. Oh, it's a praying time, y'all. It's a praying time. I pray that you get your focus back. I pray that you get your eyesight back. People have lost sight on God and lost sight on the mission. The mission is your soul being saved. Your mission is to repent. Your mission is to read and study God's word every day so you can grow and go and tell somebody else before time is too late that Jesus is coming and that you're going to stand before him And he's a just God, just judge. Oh, yeah, you're going to stand before the just judge. Yeah. And give an account. Oh, yes. You can choose today. You can choose to change today. You can choose to change your mind today. You don't have to be double-minded today. You can be single-focused. Focus only on Jesus and stand on that and believe that there's nothing too hard for him and that he'll bring you through in and everything when you hold on to him. Because we're really getting ready to get into even more trying times. This world ain't getting no better. Things ain't getting no better. Change is coming for the Antichrist. Yes, the Antichrist is going to be a man. He's already here. The Bible says he's already on the earth. And we don't know who he is. But you better be ready. Better stay watchful. Pray and seek God like never before. Repent. Repent, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, repent. Turn from your ways. Believe the word of God. Believe Jesus came, died, and rose again to live inside of your heart. To lead and guide you. The truth. Because there's a lot of false things going on today. And people say, well, don't expose the false teachers and false preachers. If you don't expose what's wrong, you won't know what's right. Look at Jim Jones, all the people that man killed. Babies and adults. Families. A cult. Blindsided them. Bewitched them, put a spell over them, that they trusted him, had they trust in him and not in God. And a many lives was destroyed. Not only him, but David Koresh and others. Oh my God. Putting your faith and your hope and trust in the wrong men, T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and all the, you see them failing you now? Bible say everything going down. God is pulling the cover off everything. Oh, yes. Things that people thought they got away with. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Sometimes it take that long to come out. But the Bible said there's nothing here that should not be revealed. We here at the Ready Church just want to help you to see. Pay attention to everything and ignore nothing. Pay attention to everything. Ignore nothing. The things you think, the little new harm thing, it could be the thing that destroy you, take you down. Watch and pray. We hear the Ready Church trying to blow the trumpet in Zion and sound their alarm. For Jesus is coming. You know, over in Maui, you know, they say they had no warning. Before the fire, all those kids that died without their parents and you know, without even being with family members or anything, the devil don't care. He taking everything out, children and all. The children there, I'm telling you, it's just so much I see and want to deal with to help people to see. They said if they had a sound alarm, people could have got out of there. But see, if you don't sound this alarm, you don't blow the trumpet, a lot of people going to be trapped. A lot of people going to lose their lives. But we have got to blow the trumpet in Zion. I'm trying to blow this trumpet in Zion. I'm trying to shake you and awaken you before time is too late. You see that bridge that just collapsed? That it took a while for that boat to get close to that bridge. You know? It kind of reminded me of that that movie that Obama did. You know, it looked like it won't come in. You know, and the people weren't, you know, sometimes you see something, but you really don't think you see it like it is. It's slowly coming in at you, and you think it's just standing still. That's what I'm trying to say. But it's moving this old way. the Bible, there was a song that the old saints used to say, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way. If your soul ain't anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And also, I was thinking about, you know, there's so much going on. So much going on. Well, anyway, it's, let's see, 1:50, it's almost 2 o'clock. So, I'm going to let you go. Just wanted to share, pop on and share real quickly. Went to sleep and woke up. Took a little nap when I went out with my daughter and my son. Sit in the car and fell asleep. So I guess I was up and ready to minister a little bit to you before I go back to sleep. But we thank God for you and you taking your time out to listen to little old me to try to make a difference in your life. Let us pray. Let us watch and pray, y'all, in this last hour. Stay alert. Like I said, pay attention to everything and ignore nothing. And keep your eyes in the Word of God. Read your Word daily. Give us our daily bread. You feed your physical body every day. Food. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Or sometimes you may skip one meal or whatever, but you do feed your body. And you need to feed your spirit, the Word of God. Sometimes I call some of the saints or text the saints and say, have you eaten your breakfast this morning? Talking about the Word of God. The Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That means we got to hear from God's word, not just eat physical light bread or, you know, physical bread, but we need to eat the bread of life, which is the Word of God. We here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. I thank you for listening to me. And I want to say God bless you and your house on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word on this morning, God. We just thank you for keeping us. We thank you, oh God, for covering us. We ask that you continue to minister to us all in a special way. Oh God, we pray and ask for forgiveness if we did or said anything that was displeasing in your sight to anyone on today. Oh God, if we looked at someone the wrong way, if we responded to someone in the wrong way, oh God, we ask for forgiveness, oh God, we pray for our families, God, we pray that you would just minister to us all in a special way. Help us to continue to watch, pray, stay alert, stay in the Word of God, which is a hiding place. You say the safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God, and your will is your word on today. We pray that we'll make a difference. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is what? Still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.
Christ alone will I glory, though I could pride myself in battles won. For I've been blessed beyond measure, and by his strength alone I overcome. Oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hand, but those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone I place my trust. Source of hope. Christ alone will I glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed. And only His tender mercy could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now I seek no greater honor than just to know Him more, and to count my gains but losses to the glory of my Lord. In Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of